Okay, and here's our information packet. So here is the information.
On a recent morning at a hotel in Manchester, Bank of America hosted an event for homeowners. The bank is reaching out to borrowers who are behind on their mortgage and are at risk of losing their homes. Eddie Martin runs these events nationally for B of A.
Our goal at the end of the day is to help customers prevent foreclosure. It's all about making sure customers have options, and having our specialists on site is a direct impact to customers saying we want to talk to someone.
Many of the people lining up today to see a mortgage counselor look worried. They cradle stacks of documents they hope will finally get them an answer from the bank about refinancing their home loans. Jody and Gary Vermillion of Londonderry are 3 months behind on their mortgage.
Part of our problem has been unemployment and the fact that my health deteriorated. I got kidney cancer, and haven't been able to work. So we got behind on our mortgage.
The Vermillions both explain how they went back and forth with the bank for over a year to try to refinance. They were unsuccessful.
We ended up being denied because they said we did not receive documents that they requested.
But you had sent them?
Oh, yes, I sent the documents.
So it was basically a blank statement saying, did not receive documents.
These complaints about the banks from homeowners at risk of foreclosure are typical. Last year, more than 3,800 families lost their home to foreclosure in New Hampshire. That's a 700% increase from 2005. A new national legal settlement with B of A, Citibank, Ally GMAC, Wells Fargo, and J.P. Morgan Chase aims to stem the wave of foreclosures. The banks were accused of abusive lending practices, including so-called robo-signing, when a bank fast-tracks a foreclosure without the proper documentation. Jim Buffetti, who is Senior Assistant Attorney General for New Hampshire, says these banks were also engaged in a lesser-known practice called dual-tracking.
They would tell somebody, listen, you can modify your loan if you participate in this loan modification program on one side. At the exact same time they're doing that and giving promises to people and telling them to pay certain penalties and certain fees, the other side of the bank is foreclosing on them. That is unfair and deceptive.
None of the banks involved in the lawsuit would discuss the settlement. But under the new agreement, they are required to work with borrowers to help them refinance and in some cases even reduce the principal on their loan. Every foreclosure a bank prevents will help reduce the amount of their penalty under the lawsuit. For New Hampshire, those penalties could add up to more than $40 million in aid to eligible homeowners, says Jim Buffetti.
This is the heavy hand of law enforcement over the banks to say, you got to do it. You promise to do it. You have to do it. And if you don't do it, you could pay, you know, billions of dollars at the end of the day. Now the question is how they do it and how quickly they do it. And we want to make sure that as many New Hampshire people as possible can take advantage of it.
The five banks named in the lawsuit are responsible for about 14% of the state's foreclosures. So it is still unclear how many New Hampshire residents will benefit from the settlement. New Hampshire Banking Commissioner Ron Wilbur says this agreement is no panacea for the foreclosure crisis, but it could lead to major changes in how banks are regulated and how they do business with their mortgage customers. Wilbur hopes the new standards the banks are now subject to will be adopted by the entire industry, either voluntarily or through government regulation.
I'm not in big favor of more regulations, but what happened during a lot of this is that people lost accountability for the loans they made. And I think somehow somebody has to bring back accountability so that we don't find ourselves in this mess again.
Back at the B of A event in Manchester, the Vermillions were finally able to see a housing counselor. They were told they cannot get an answer today about refinancing because they still need to supply additional paperwork. But Jody Vermillion says she is optimistic that her bank is now listening.
I felt that they are here to help us. I think that if we had have had all the information, that we would have been able to succeed in achieving what we're after.
Under the new settlement, the New Hampshire AG's office will receive about $9 million to set up programs to help all homeowners in the state at risk of foreclosure. So far, more than 1,400 residents have called the AG's new hotline to find out whether they're eligible for mortgage relief. For NHPR News, I'm Rachel Gottbaum.